From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And we'd like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other sort of information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here's the news first that lines. Indonesia sticks to the 1945 constitution concerning Palestine. World Health Organization sets emergency status of the coronavirus outbreak. Those are the lines. Now the news in detail. I'm Dalat Pali. Presidential spokesman Fahrul Rahman, in an official statement in Jakarta on Thursday, asserted Indonesia remain firm and consistent with the mandate of the 1945 Republic of Indonesia state ideology in addressing the Palestine issue. The remarks following a meeting of American President Donald Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House, Washington, D.C., which discusses the new map for Palestine in a peaceful proposal called the Treaty of the Century. Fazrul said the resolution of the Palestinian problem must be based on the principle of two-state solution that respects international law and the parameters agreed upon by the international. The World Health Organization, WHO, has declared an outbreak of the coronavirus is now an emergency and has become a worldwide concern. The decision was taken at a meeting held in Geneva, Switzerland. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, as reported by CNN on Friday, said, since the number of the sufferers continued to increase and human-to-human transmission outside China occurred, WHO held a meeting again because there was the potential for this outbreak to spread. The World Health Organization states that what is meant by an emergency status that becomes the global concern is extraordinary events that threaten public health in many countries due to the global spread of the epidemics. It also requires responsiveness and coordination from all over the world. The status was once set when the outbreak of Ebola, Zika, and H1N1. The Indonesian Embassy in Beijing has issued an official statement letter containing a call for Indonesian citizens across China to return home if they have no essential reasons to keep staying to have them get rid of the impacts of deadly novel coronavirus outbreak. The official statement letter was dated on January 29 and signed by coordinator of the protocol and consular affairs of the Indonesian Embassy in Beijing, Ihsan Firdaus. The official statement letter was issued to meet the request of Indonesian students in several Chinese cities because they could not leave their campus areas after the university authorities locked the university exit gates. Following the issuance of the official statement letter, the Indonesian Embassy in Beijing appeals to the university authorities in China to allow their Indonesian students to leave their campus and help them get access to reach nearest airports. At present, university students across China are in semester break, but many Indonesian students choose to keep staying in the country until the deadly coronavirus struck Wuhan, the capital of Hubei province, which has been put on lockdown by the Chinese government. The North Toraja Tourism Office has accepted the halal tourism concept for 300 tourist attractions in the district located in South Sulawesi as part of its support to the wonderful Indonesian tourism promotion. North Toraja had some 300 tourist attractions, including 17 major ones, such as Kete Kesu Londa Kalimbong Bori, Sandang Barana, and Palawa. Head of the North Toraja Culture and Tourism Office, Harley Pariyatno, stated on Thursday. One of the most visited attractions by foreign and domestic tourists is Kete Kesu, a traditional house area of Tongkonan and the Stone Cemetery. The local administrations will set up places of worship for visiting Muslims. Chairperson of the Kete Kesu Foundation, Layuk Sarungalo Konkarli, the local customary leader, confirmed about the local administration's policy. Sarungalo noted that although most Toraja people are Christians, the bulk of visitors to Kete Kesu are Muslims. Earlier, there was a small mosque, but currently the government is building a mosque for Muslim tourists. This news comes to you over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. France military aircraft successfully evacuated hundreds of residents out of Wuhan City, Hubei Province, China, the source of the coronavirus. The jet carrying 200 people have left Wuhan on Friday. AFP journalist who was aboard the plane reported the flight had moved to the south of France. The passengers will undergo quarantine for 14 days to ensure that they are free from the coronavirus. The United States and Japan have also already repatriated their citizens from Wuhan. The United States will conduct the next evacuation in the coming days. Britain also plans to bring home about 200 of its citizens on Friday. The same thing was done by Australia and New Zealand. Australia is preparing for a heat wave in the coming days. The temperature in the state of South Australia on Thursday reached about 40 degrees Celsius. Increasing temperatures have prompted the government to issue warnings that are prone to forest fires in some areas. Reported by AFP, the Australian government said hot and dry temperatures accompanied by winds could potentially trigger forest fires. To date, more than 80 observed fires still occurred in the states of Victoria and New South Wales. 8 foreign nationals were trapped in an avalanche at a ski resort on Japan's northernmost Hokkaido Island on Thursday. Akihiro Hirakawa, deputy head of the Furano Police Department, was unable to confirm an earlier report that they all came from France. The NHK broadcasting agency said one victim who was unconscious in critical condition, while 7 other victims were not seriously injured. The group, consisting of 6 men and 2 women, were skiing when an avalanche hit the Tomamu Resort in the afternoon. Well, listener, that's the news.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program commentary. The title of today's commentary is The United Kingdom in Transition. Well, listener, today, Friday, 31st January 2020, is the time for the United Kingdom, UK, to leave the European Union after a long time as a member. In a vote taken by the European Parliament for a withdrawal agreement, the Brexit agreement put forward by Prime Minister Boris Johnson, the majority supported the UK to withdraw from the region. Through the voting that has been done, the UK is no longer a member of the European Union as of February 1st. Boris Johnson, Britain's elected Prime Minister replacing Theresa May, stated after his inauguration that he would complete Brexit and unite the country. The conditions experienced by Britain today are the most challenging, since the one faced by the Prime Minister of England, Winston Churchill, during the Second World War from 1940 until 1945. Boris Johnson is suspected to be a unifying figure that prevents the United Kingdom from breaking up. However, an interesting point is that the Brexit settlement target from October 1999 moved to January 2020. Prime Minister Johnson has been working hard to overcome the Brexit issue that has been promised. After Brexit is implemented, the UK will enter a transition period until the end of the year. During this period, the UK will remain subject to European Union law. Many people worry that during 2 years ahead, there will be economic uncertainty. Take, for example, in the trade sector, not only trade within the European Union, but also labor issues. Workers from European countries may be sent back to their countries. Meanwhile, those who will enter the UK will be subject to tighter restrictions. We hoped that United Kingdom is able to get through this transition without any significant turmoil. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Ku siap mati untukmu. Kamu tak pernah menganggap aku hidup. Dulu saat semua ingin ku pertaruhkan, kamu tak pernah percaya cinta sejatiku. Aku cuma punya hati, tapi kamu mungkin tak pakai hati. Kamu berbohong, aku pun percaya. Kamu lukai, ku tak peduli. Coba kau pikir, di mana ada cinta seperti ini. Kau tinggalkan aku, ku tetap di sini. Kau dengan yang lain, ku tetap setia. Kau usah tanya kenapa, aku cuma punya hati. Seperti ini, kau tinggalkan aku, ku tetap di sini. Kau dengan yang lain, ku tetap setia. Tak usah tanya kenapa, aku cuma punya hati.
Well, fellow listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vnews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is titled Indonesia and Singapore Strengthening Cooperation of the Increasing of Industrial Competitiveness. Governments of Indonesia and Singapore agreed to strengthen bilateral cooperation in an effort to increase competitiveness and development of industrial sector, beginning from increasing the investment up to the implementation of vocational education programs. This is believed to encourage economic growth of both countries. Indonesian Minister of Industry Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita, after meeting Singaporean Minister of Trade and Industry Chan Chun Sing at the Ministry of Industry Jakarta on Tuesday, January 28, as reported by Antara News Agency, said that the two countries had cooperated to encourage the application of 4.0 industry. This was stated at the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding between the Industrial Research and Development Agency, the Indonesian Ministry of Industry and Enterprise Singapore at the Indonesia-Singapore Leaders Retreat event at the IMF Annual Meeting Session in Bali, October 2018. In addition, the two countries have established cooperation aimed at increasing industrial human resources, especially in Indonesia, through vocational education programs. Since 2018, training has been conducted for 100 participants consisting of school principals, deputy principals, and teachers in Indonesia. This year, there will be the implementation of training of 4.0 industry for 120 participants, including management staffs and industrial polytechnic teachers. During the first semester of 2019, Singapore remained one of biggest investors in Indonesia with an investment of $3.4 billion. Next cooperation opportunities include exploring the development of integrated industrial estates, such as the Kendal Industrial Estate, and also in other areas of Indonesia outside Java, such as Tanah Kuning in North Kalimantan, Kuala Tanjung in North Sumatra, Bitung in North Sulawesi, Batanjung in Central Kalimantan, Palu in Central Sulawesi, and Jambi. Minister Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita also conveyed to the Singaporean Minister of Trade and Industry to look for the country's investors who are interested to invest in the sectors. Minister Agus Gumiwang added, his ministry invited Singapore to participate in building maintenance, repair and overall MRO of industrial area of the Bintan Islands, at the location that had been prepared. In addition, the minister also encouraged the acceleration of cooperation in logistics to build a network in ASEAN that will be centered in Batam. The support ASEAN economic activities, in particular Indonesia and Singapore, agreed to prioritize digital economic development as well as food innovation and safety. That was My Indonesia.
Kulihat lagi wajahnya, kulirik lagi dia. Semakin ku pandang wajahnya, semakin rupawan. Matanya memancarkan cinta, senyumnya manja nan menggoda. Gayanya wajar mempesona, siapa dia? Bye.
lihat lagi wajahnya, kulirik lagi dia. Semakin ku pandang wajahnya, semakin rupawan. Matanya memancarkan cinta, senyumnya manja nan menggoda. Gayanya wajar mempesona, siapa dia?
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesia Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, nice to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder. Today, I will introduce you Rujak Gamel, a typical food of Cirebon, West Java. Traveling to Indonesia, you will easily find out a variety of culinaries. One of the culinaries is rujak or salad, which made of various mixture of fruits or vegetables. It is also added with seasoning and brown sugar sauce mixed with chili. There are various types of rujak in Indonesia, and each region has its own characteristic. In Cirebon, West Java, you can find rujak gamel. It is called rujak gamel because the rujak was firstly made by people at Gamel Village, Pleret Subdistrict, Cirebon Regency. Rujak gamel is a kind of vegetable salad. It consists of boiled kale, noodles, and cabbage, added with cucumbers and tofu. Uniquely, rujak gamel is completed with kerupuk toles, a kind of boiled cracker. The texture is chewy and tasteful. The spicy sensation can be immediately felt when you eat this rujak. The special spicy flavor added with Cirebon shrimp paste to make rujak gamel more delectable. Rujak gamel is easily found in Cirebon, particularly in the tourism area. Rujak gamel is sold with an affordable price, which is about 10,000 rupiah per portion. Besides enjoying rujak gamel, you can also taste other kinds of typical foods when you visit Cirebon, such as tahu gejrot, nasi jamblang, and empal gentong. All of the foods have unique taste and delectable, so you have to enjoy it. ¶¶ listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today's edition entitled Rujak Kamel from Cirebon. Tomorrow, we will meet again with another interesting topic. Goodbye.
Terima kasih.
You've just listened to the third pop song, and for next segment, we'll present to you Miscellany. So stay tuned for a listener on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, welcome back in Miscellany. Today, we will inform you about IHB develops bionic hand technology for amputee. So stay tuned with us at www.voinews.id. The Biomechanics Research Team, Faculty of Mechanical and Aerospace Engineering of the Bandung Institute of Technology, develops a bionic hand for amputees. The development of bionic hands is aimed at helping the amputees in Indonesia have prosthetic or additional hands at affordable prices. Until the price of prosthetic hands on the market can reach hundreds of millions of rupiah. The bionic hand develop process is approximately 8 months from January to August 2019, starting from the design stage till the prototype. In the prototype that has been made, the bionic hand is able to do 7 different grip patterns. These 7 grip patterns are made based on the needs of most human hand function, so that are used to lift objects, hold pencils, carry bags, point somethings, and so on. This bionic hand has 5 fingers with 6 motors, 2 motors on the thumb to facilitate additional movement, and 1 motor on each finger. This bionic hand is the result of the 4th development. The development of bionic hand is still being done in order to obtain more stable results in its operation. The material use will also be updated because it still feels slippery when handling objects. That was Miscellany for today about ITB develops bionic hand technology for amputee. Thanks for listening.
Diriku ingin ku tahu arti hidupku, hanya dirimu yang melengkapiku. Kaulah nafasku, dirimu, kaulah yang terindah di hidupku. Air matamu lemahkan hatiku yang ada untukmu. Inilah duniaku untuk bersamamu. Dan walau waktu berjalan, aku kan terus bertahan. Pelukku yang akan selalu menghangatkanmu, dan takkan ada yang bisa melepasmu dariku. Pelukku yang akan selalu menjagamu. Padaku, ingin ku berada di sampingmu sepanjang hidupku.
rasa ini hanya ada saat bersamamu. Bahagiaku dengar canda tawamu, terangi hatiku. Inilah duniaku untuk bersamamu. Dan walau waktu berjalan, ku kan terus bertahan. Pelukku yang akan selalu menghangatkanmu, dan takkan ada yang bisa melepasmu dariku. Pelukku yang akan selalu menjagamu. Selalu menghangatkanmu, dan takkan ada yang bisa melepasmu dariku. Pelukku yang akan selalu menjagamu.
Still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, next segment would like to give you information about music. For today's edition, we'll present traditional music, so stay tuned, Voice listener.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to play a regional song from West Java entitled Bus Kota. The song tells about a very crowded condition on a bus. The song is accompanied by traditional music instruments, kecapi and tamborin. Kecapi is a traditional instrument from Sundanese people like harp. The lyric of the song is simple, but the composer of the song, Mang Koko, is able to describe the hustle and bustle on the city bus. This Sundanese song is quite unique because Mang Koko inserts several dialects which often happen on the bus. Here is Mang Koko with the song entitled Bus Kota.
Rai lancar mas tukang diskonan.
Macet mangan.
Ada dah. Di payung.
Bus kota.
Ya jangan kiri bikin
macet. Rancatan karena sirah.
Bus kota. Bus kota. Pak Bui masih kota. Bus kota, ngagerung, nganiung. Bus kota, garandang, parandang. Bus kota,
naik nak ngantai.
Bus kota,
panjang ngetelupai.
Bus kota,
kakotung ribut.
Ngagonyok di pantor tempat napa rebut. Anu suwe camberut
mekat nasabar.
Bus kota,
najan kir lapar.
Bus kota, bus kota,
biar napahung.
Tinggalin bus kota, makan jadi bingung.
Perapatan bypass Muhammad Doha turun. kita sedang ibu kurang kali bungkus lah.
Bus kota.
Jangan lupa kita gang kerupuk matong kadi atpan gede
bus kota. Bus kota pabuis masih kota. Bus kota, bus kota ngagerung ngahiyu. Bus kota, bus kota garandang paranjang. Bus kota, bus kota
Mang Nano suka.
Bus kota, bus kota
kejalan kecilan.
Bus kota, bus kota
dengan buanana
muntang pada pisan bari babacaan asa kapal udara
nanti yusnaku.
Bus kota, bus kota
di kota Bandung.
Bus kota, bus kota
temantak bingung
pada boga jalan moarek bingung.
Karena punten ye fenomena naik sudah apa 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 bisnis 50.000 dah selesai dah waktu apa lagi pak ya dia mulai dan naiknya ya tapi karena jangan tuh Pakistan dan Cina kalau mangga mangga sekedar sekedar punten ye mana 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 ye ledang ledang punten punten pak sahur siapa saya pak punten kartis naik kartis sudah ada dia punten punten ibu sebarai jita bu
ibu ibu mah MST aja nih terkenal. Oh, mana ni teh naon?
Bus kota.
Aduh, jika tu imah tak permen paret.
Tingkat kodok kena rok naon tadi.
Bus kota. Bus kota mandahna angkutan kota. Bus kota, bus kota panumpang ngagulu. Bus kota, bus kota ngarangkung haredang. Bus kota, bus kota
mayarna murah.
Bus kota, bus kota
deket jeung jauh.
Bus kota, bus kota
kondektur kapas
duit ladang karcis recehna mereti. Nini-nini ngajarin
ayat ini.
Bus kota, bus kota
cukup kabel.
Bus kota, bus kota
dompet na lengit.
Lek nudu tewanit copet na molotot.
Akhirnya nini-nini mah digarap. Aku dapat ke bus kota Mamang Ganjar lain dalam ora eta dara Mang Nano teu karaos kaos sangsang nu keur dianggo geuleungit.
Mamang kana sabot salanga puntung mas lain nu nyabu.
Bus kota.
Aduh tong nyeret ya
kudu nyolok kenapa non
kubur di bapak
agak petasan bahaya kan.
Bus kota. Bus kota ngagerit jalanan macet. Bus kota, bus kota geteyep ngarayap. Bus kota, bus kota panumpang ngarerung. Bus kota, bus kota
Bang Nano bingung.
Bus kota, bus kota
asara manggung.
Bus kota, bus kota
mangkaning penting.
Honor na lumayan terpaksa melayang.
Mang Ganjar ulang-ulang bangun nukuyang.
Bus kota, bus kota
elekesekeng.
Bus kota, bus kota
anu kaampung.
Kesang jeung PPO jengit na meleting.
Jangan lupa itu mana lagi
harus.
Jangan
lupa itu
mana lagi harus. Ini sahabinya, saya dah jalan lagi ke Sumedang.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Ku terkenang masa-masa indah kita lalui, semua terasa bagai di alam mimpi ketika kau hadir kembali di hadapanku. Rasakan saat pertama ku kecup keningmu, hingga detak jantungku berdebar keras bersama hangatan mesra rasa cintamu. Kini kita kembali bersama dalam suasana yang sendu seperti kala kita pertama berjumpa saat itu. Namun tak mungkin lagi tuh kita mengulangi, karena ada satu garis batas yang tercipta. Hingga tersenyum saja ku terkenang masa-masa indah kita lalui, semua terasa bagai di alam mimpi ketika ku hadir kembali di hadapanku. Ku rasakan saat pertama ku kecup keningmu, hingga detak jantungku berdebar keras bersama hangat dan mesra rasa cintamu. Oh, oh. Kini kita kembali bersama
bersama dalam suasana yang sendu seperti kala kita pertama berjumpa. Saat itu, namun tak mungkin lagi tuh kita mengulangi karena ada satu garis batas yang tercipta hingga. Saja
kau sudah ada yang punya,
begitu pun dengan diriku.
Kita hanya dapat baginya
semua kenangan. Oh oh oh, begitu pun dengan diriku.
Kita hanya dapat baginya
semua kenangan.
Voice of Indonesia.
Dulu saat ku siap mati untukmu, kamu tak pernah menganggap aku hidup. Dulu saat semua ingin ku pertaruhkan, kamu tak pernah percaya cinta sejatiku. Aku cuma punya hati, tapi kamu mungkin tak pakai hati. Kamu berbohong, aku pun percaya. Kamu lukai, ku tak peduli. Coba kau fikir, di mana ada cinta seperti ini. Kau tinggalkan aku, ku tetap di sini. Kau dengan yang lain, ku tetap setia. Tak usah tanya kenapa, aku cuma punya hati. Aku cuma punya hati, tapi kamu mungkin tak pakai hati. Kamu berbohong, aku pun percaya. Kamu lukai, ku tak peduli. Coba kau fikir, di mana ada cinta seperti ini. Kau tinggalkan aku, ku tetap di sini. Kau dengan yang lain, ku tetap setia. Tak usah tanya kenapa, aku cuma punya hati.
Of Indonesia.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention. And after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia. And Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia or our Twitter account at voiindonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address voi@vianews.id.